Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and earned a BA in Economics and Psychology from the University of Michigan, Dearborn. From 1995 to 98, he worked part-time at NBD as a banking representative. And since 2001, he's been a senior vice president of Ave Maria Mutual Funds, which is a group of six no-load mutual funds designed for serious long-term investors who want to invest in accordance with their pro-life Catholic beliefs. His name? Bob Schwartz. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula, this is Anything Is Possible, and I'm with Bob Schwartz, Senior Vice President, Ave Maria Mutual Funds. Bob, welcome, an honor to have you.
Great to be with you, Jack. Thanks so much.
Can you lead us, please, in an opening prayer as we begin?
Sure. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the gift of life, the gift of faith. Thank you for this opportunity to have this conversation. Please bless our time together, the words we say, our thoughts, and our actions. May they draw us closer to you and help us to lead others to you. Amen.
Thank you. Let's go back. Talk about your childhood, your mom and your dad, please.
Sure, Jack. I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I'm the fourth of five children, and I think that positioning in the birth order benefited me greatly. I was always an observant child, and I was able to learn vicariously through my siblings, see the things that they did well, see the times where they faltered a bit, and where they upset mom and dad, and able to avoid some of those mistakes.
All right. What's the biggest thing you learned from mom? What's the biggest thing you learned from dad?
Both parents, very loving, very different styles. Mom was a stay-at-home mom. She went to all of our sporting events. Dad did too, but you know, transported us back and forth to different events, and very laid-back personality. One big lesson from my mom was that worry and guilt were both useless in her eyes. And she said, instead of feeling worried or feeling guilty, to pray. And that's been a lifelong lesson that I take from my late mother.
All right. You prayed that God would give you the right lady. You're at U of M Dearborn, and there's this lady, Michelle, a year ahead. Talk about Michelle, your better half.
Michelle is truly a gift from God. We actually met in high school, and we were in the same friend group, and I was her math tutor, of all things. And I remember vividly at her high school graduation, her father coming into the church for the graduation, and I was there passing out the programs for the graduation. And he says, "You're Bob Schwartz, right?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I am." He goes, "Well, I'm Michelle's dad, and I just want to thank you. I'm going to buy you lunch one day." Fast forward about 6 years later, at our wedding, he brought up this story in his toast and said to me, I think we're even. I think we're good."
You might have been her math tutor back then, but now she's your tutor.
For life.
For life. All right. Speaking of great tutors for life, from 95 to 98, you worked for NBD. That was the gold standard back then. The training that they had, the culture that they had, Bob, was phenomenal. Talk about it, and how was it so?
It's a great opportunity. I was working at a branch as a banking representative in Dearborn, Michigan, not far from the University of Michigan, Dearborn. And phenomenal people, phenomenal culture, gold standard, like you said, Jack. And at the time, NBD went through its merger with First Chicago, later Bank One, now Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase. So it's now the largest bank in the country, and maybe I played a small role in getting it to that point.
Well, and then Vern Ishtok was running the bank, and John Carter was in charge of middle market lending. But there's so many bankers in town that got their start at NBD, and they always have great things to say about NBD.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very fine banking organization, great lender, and just first-class service all the way around.
All right. Where did you get your love for sales?
It's an interesting question. I tend to think of sales a little differently than some folks. My first passion after I graduated from college was education. And I was working on a master's degree in education at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And I think of sales as educating people, pointing out a need and showing them how they can solve that need with a product or service.
Well stated. We're talking to Bob Schwartz of Emory Mutual Funds. His dad, George, started an investment firm, and his uncle Greg started an investment firm. One in 76, one in 80. We're going to talk about those two gentlemen in the next segment. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasul. We're with Bob Schwartz, Ave Maria Mutual Funds. In 1976, Bob, your uncle Greg Schwartz starts Schwartz & Company. Then in 1980, your dad, George Schwartz, starts Schwartz Investment Counsel. Their mom and dad, what was in the water? What did they feed those kids? Both of them went into the investment business, and both of them have become icons. How and why?
Yeah, my grandparents were great role models to their five children and also to their 20 grandchildren. And very long time Detroit residents. My dad and my uncle grew up on Outer Drive, went to Precious Blood grade school and Catholic Central High School. Great formation across the board. And they inherited my grandpa's entrepreneurial spirit. He was a diamond tool salesman and successful in his own right. And both my Uncle Greg and my dad, George, followed that entrepreneurial path and started their own companies.
1980, Dad, George Schwartz, starts Schwartz Investment Counsel. How and why?
He had worked at NBD before that in their trust department. He was a trust officer in Ann Arbor at a predecessor bank to NBD called National Bank and Trust. And after several years working in the trust department there, he decided to go out on his own, take that leap of faith, and start a company from scratch. And he's grown that tremendously over the last 45 years. And he continues to work daily, full time.
So at the dinner table, you and your four siblings, back in the 80s, what did Dad talk about at the dinner table?
We talked about investing a lot, not surprisingly. So from a very early age, I learned the benefits of investing. And investing is really similar in a way like making a sacrifice. That may sound like an odd concept, but let me explain. A sacrifice of investing would be, instead of using the money that you've earned that's in your pocket to buy something or to go somewhere, you forego that opportunity. You make a sacrifice to invest that money for the future so that it would grow, so that you can do bigger and better things at some point in the future, whether it's paying for children's education, saving for retirement, making donations to the church or other causes. So in that way, that growth that you can achieve through investing, I view it as a sacrifice.
All right. Speaking of growing money, there's this term, the magic of compound interest. I've heard that many, many times. What is it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Magic of compound interest. Time is on your side when you're investing. People will ask, when's the best time to invest? And jokingly, I would say 20 years ago. Second best time to invest is right now. If you start now and you invest for a long period of time, year by year, if you average 8, 9, 10% a year in your investments, that compounding effect, it's almost magical.
What's the deal if you get 8%, it's every 9 years?
Yes, the rule of 72. Whatever your rate of return is, divide that into 72, and the result is the number of years that it would double. So 8% would double in 9 years. 7% would double in just a little over 10 years.
So, all right. May 1st, 2001. Dad starts with a few teammates the official launch of Ave Maria Mutual Funds. Tell us about that launch.
Absolutely. Yeah, pivotal date for our company's history and for my own personal history as well. Leading up to that, Bowie Kuhn, the late commissioner of Major League Baseball, and Tom Monahan, longtime friend of the family, came to my dad in the year 2000 with the idea of starting a pro-life mutual fund. We're Catholic. My dad had no idea what he meant. My dad says, do you want me to invest in companies that make rosaries or print Bibles or build churches? And they said, no, no, we want you to invest in the same types of companies that you've always invested in, value-oriented companies that are trading below their intrinsic value, but screen out companies that are involved in abortion. That was the genesis, the original idea. So my dad talked to lawyers, talked to colleagues, filed the paperwork to set up the first fund, and it sat at the SEC. Sat and sat, wasn't approved. When it was finally approved, it was May 1st, 2001. May 1st, Our Lady's Day. So Bowie and Tom viewed that as divine providence that it would become effective on May 1st.
Almost 24 years later, it's now the largest Catholic mutual fund family in the U.S., six funds, which we're going to talk about. They're all no-load mutual funds. What does that mean?
Yeah, great question, Jack. No-load means there's no commissions to buy or sell the funds. So you can invest in these funds directly through us or through several hundred other intermediaries like Charles Schwab and Fidelity and Merrill Lynch and others.
All right, let's go through them. Ave Maria Rising Dividend Fund.
That was started in 2005, and the concept with the Rising Dividend Fund is to look for companies that pay a dividend and that will have the ability to increase their dividend over time. So we're looking for capital appreciation in the stock prices of the individual holdings in that fund, but also companies that have the ability to grow their dividend over time.
Ave Maria Growth Fund.
Ave Maria Growth Fund is categorized as a growth at a reasonable price type fund. GARP is the acronym. Our firm is a value-oriented firm by history, and to manage a growth fund, we had to stretch a little bit outside of our historical expertise. We've added portfolio managers and analysts that have that expertise, and that fund is done a great job since 2003.
If you want to learn more, www.AveMariaFunds.com. All right, talking about value, Ave Maria Value Fund.
That's the original fund, started in 2001. And at the time when we launched that fund, there was no grand plan or grand vision to add other funds and become a family of mutual funds. That came about organically based on shareholder demand. The success of that fund in 2001 led our investors to ask for more asset styles in the same concept of the morally responsible investing that the Ave Maria funds subscribe to.
All right, speaking of expanding, Ave Maria World Equity Fund.
That was our first foray outside of the U.S. While all of our funds could hold companies that operate globally, that fund in particular is focused on companies that either operate headquartered outside of the U.S. or get a substantial portion of their revenue from outside of the U.S. It's just a tool for diversification.
Ave Maria Focused Fund.
Our newest fund launched in 2020. Not many investment shops were launching mutual funds in 2020. There were a few other things going on in the world at that time, but our firm, small enough, nimble enough, and saw an opportunity to launch a fund there. And it differs from the other Ave Maria mutual funds in that it is a concentrated portfolio. What do I mean by that? All of the other Ave Maria mutual funds are diversified investment companies. They have several dozen holdings, 40 to 50 stocks in each of them. The Focus Fund has about 15 or 20, so the positions end up being larger. It ends up being a higher risk and potential higher reward portfolio.
Last one, the sixth, Ave Maria Bond Fund.
Very conservative bond fund, short to intermediate term bonds, and uniquely up to 20% of that fund can be invested in dividend paying common stocks, which really works well to for the performance of that fund. It's been a very consistent performer, averaging about 3.5% since its founding in 2003.
We're talking to Bob Schwartz. You want to learn more? Ave Maria Funds with an S.com. When we come back, we're going to ask him about the moral screens. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula. We're with Bob Schwartz, Ave Maria Mutual Funds. One of the big things that makes your six funds different is that you have moral screens, four of them, please.
Exactly. People ask us what makes these funds pro-life or what makes these funds Catholic, and it is the four moral screens. Those screens are, we screen out from investment consideration any company involved in abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, or companies that contribute corporate dollars to Planned Parenthood.
How do you know whether they do or not?
Great question, Jack. There are commercially available screening services that we subscribe to, several of them, and then also we just do the nitty-gritty blocking and tackling and contacting companies and doing our own independent research to verify whether they're involved in those activities.
You've got $3.6 billion in assets with a B. You've got over 100,000 investors. And I quote you now, Jack, we have the most committed shareholders of any mutual funds in America.
Yes, for the last almost 25 years, almost every year, we've had net inflows into the funds. That means that investors have continually found our funds and invested in the funds or added to their investments in our funds. Very counter to the industry at large. The industry at large, the mutual fund industry, has been in net outflows for years. And the money that used to be invested in mutual funds has gone into exchange-traded funds. While our mutual funds have run counter to that with net inflows almost every year since our founding.
All right, I say this with all due respect. First, this is a ministry for you and your teammates. All right? Two, it's $3.6 billion in assets. So you've done some things right. But with all due respect, Bob Schwartz, there's no way, performance-wise, you can compete against funds that will invest in anything. It's like you're fighting with one hand tied behind your back.
We've heard that argument since our founding. And, well, let me back up. The four screens that I mentioned screen out about 150 companies from the S&P 500, leaves us plenty of options to pick from. And just because they're screened out does not automatically make them good investments. There are many companies that are screened out based on our moral screens that wouldn't pass our financial screens. So all that to say, the moral screens have not hampered us. Our analysts and portfolio managers do the fundamental security analysis and looking at the financials. And then after they find a company that we deem worthy to invest in, we put it through the moral screens. Plenty of good options and plenty of good investment results over the past 24 years.
So bottom line, you can do the right thing and still be very successful, profitable at the same time.
Yes, we'd say you can do well and do good.
All right. Speaking of doing well and doing good, advisory board. I mean, the list is unbelievable. You mentioned one guy named Bowie Kuhn. He was the commissioner of baseball. He had an aura about him that was unbelievable, Bob. When he walked in a room, it just, Hall of Famers would stop. It was Bowie Kuhn. Talk about Bowie Kuhn.
Amazing man. Very privileged that early in my career, I had opportunity to spend time with him, not only at our advisory board meetings, but one of my responsibilities back in the early days was head of transportation. Transporting Bowie to and from the airport was one of my favorite assignments. Those one-on-one conversations with him, those memories will last my lifetime. The way he could tell stories, the way he could remember specific baseball games, specific pitches, foul balls, strikes, who was on first, who was on second. He had a photographic memory and just tremendous man and tremendous storyteller.
Great values. He was the commissioner of baseball from 69 to 84. Then there was this other guy that was not impressive growing up, very quiet, started a pizza business, him and his brother, by the name of Tom Monahan.
Tom Monahan is one of my heroes. He and my dad both have been very instrumental in my professional life, my faith life, my personal life. Tom first met Bowie when Tom bought the Detroit Tigers. Mm. The year Tom bought them, they went on to win the World Series, 1984 World Series. And Tom and Bowie maintained a lifelong friendship until Bowie's passing. And I can't say enough good things about Tom and how influential he's been for me.
He lost his wife, Marge, a while ago, and he's remarried again. All right, next one. Raymond Arroyo.
We met Raymond early on, too. My dad and Bowie were on Raymond's EWTN TV show in 2001, and it was unbelievable the response that they received. Bowie could really command an audience and tell a story well. And on that interview on Raymond's show, it was a grand slam home run. Bowie and my dad were on for 45 minutes or so. And in the days and weeks to follow, we had over 4,000 phone calls to our 866 phone number with people wanting to learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds.
We're talking to Bob Schwartz. If you want to learn more, www.avemariafunds.com. Okay, speaking about telling a good story, the next guy's 140 pounds, talks with a lisp. Gets $30,000 a speech. Lou Holtz.
Lou Holtz has got to be one of the greatest leaders and motivational speakers in history. I've had the privilege of hearing him speak probably a dozen times in person. I know some of his stories. I know some of his jokes that are coming up before he says them, and I love them and laugh at them every single time. We had an opportunity to bring him here to Southeast Michigan back in 2013 for a commemorative celebration when our funds crossed $1 billion in assets. We had an event at St. John's Resort in Plymouth with almost 500 people, and he was outstanding. He's just one of the best.
All right, speaking of one of the best, the next is a man that overcame an addiction to cocaine, alcohol, Larry Kudlow, Fox News.
Yeah, Larry Kudlow, another amazing man. When he was going through those terrible life struggles, he hit rock bottom, almost lost his life, lost his wife, lost his job. And it was actually Bowie Kuhn and Father McCluskey that found him, rescued him, brought him into the church, and helped rehabilitate him. Obviously, God did all those things, but it was those two men that were the instruments.
Speaking of wives, Callista Gingrich, Newt's wife, was ambassador to the Holy See. Now she's just becoming the ambassador, I think, to Switzerland. Callista Gingrich.
She's our newest Catholic Advisory Board member and a great addition to the board. Amazing woman, very talented, and very knowledgeable on the church and church teaching.
Speaking of church teaching, Dr. Scott Hahn and our own Father John Ricardo.
Father Ricardo was our pastor in Plymouth, Michigan for 12 years at Our Lady of Good Counsel. And to have him on this Catholic Advisory Board is a great service to us and our shareholders. He's an amazing priest of the Archdiocese of Detroit, and we're just so blessed to have him on this Catholic Advisory Board. Scott Hahn is probably one of the people in the church in America responsible for the most conversions. He himself a convert to the faith, and brilliant theologian, biblical scholar, and just tremendous individual as well.
One more. The starting quarterback for the Archdiocese of Detroit, Archbishop Vigneron.
Archbishop Vigneron serves as the ecclesiastical advisor to the Catholic Advisory Board of the Ave Maria Mutual Funds. We're so grateful that he serves in that role. He's very active at our meetings in guiding us and helping us fulfill the mission.
Yogi Berra, the great prognosticator, used to say, "The future ain't what it used to be." When we come back, we're going to ask this prognosticator about the future. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
You've been listening to your inspirational fireside chat, Anything Is Possible, for nearly 20 years.
This is Anything Is Possible, and I'm Jack Crisula.
But what has Jack been up to lately? Search at AIP Speaker Series and find out. Jack has interviewed thousands of historical voices, some of whom have offered him their philosophy of life, like Tom Izzo.
And Tom writes, "Work hard, persistence always wins out, discipline is the highest form of love. Stay humble."
The great Ernie Harwell.
"My aim is to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God."
And the voices of our generation.
"I am reassured continuously that His unfathomable love and mercy are the greatest gifts of my life and my constant source of strength, reassurance, and guidance. His Holiness, Pope Francis."
At AIP Speakers Series is the YouTube channel where all of these jewels can be heard, including some of Anything Is Possible's greatest guests.
And we're with Mitch Albom.
The Little Liar is really a book about truth and lies and the price we pay when we lie.
This is Anything Is Possible, and with Tom Watson.
My father loved to play with the pros at the club. Developed a very quick friendship with Stan and played some golf with him. And then he would ask me to play golf with him and Stan.
Our guest this week was born with a rare disorder characterized by the absence of arms and legs. His name, Nick Vujicic.
Something that every human being actually deals with, Jack. It's the choice of continuing to believe or giving up.
And recordings of the AIP Speaker Series events at St. John's Resort. Go to YouTube and search at AIP Speaker Series. It's free. And remember,
anything is possible.
Spohom. I'm Jack Crisula. This is Anything is Possible with Bob Schwartz, Senior Vice President, Ave Maria Mutual Funds, a group of six no-load mutual funds designed for serious long-term investors who want to invest in accordance with their pro-life Catholic beliefs. Okay, Yogi, the future ain't what it used to be. What does 2025 look like?
It's a question we get asked a lot. People are concerned about their investments. They ask, is now a good time to invest? What's going to happen next month or next quarter? And the answer is, particularly in the short term, no one knows. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you exactly where the Dow is going to be on June 30th. What I can tell you is if you're serious about investing, if you want to invest for the long term, over the course of the next 3, 5, 10 years, the market will be a lot higher than it is today. And I can say that with confidence because it's been that way throughout history. If you believe in capitalism, if you believe in the success of the United States, the market will be higher in the future.
In another couple months, you celebrate 24 years of the Ave Maria Mutual Funds. So you got in right at the ground floor. Bob, what's amazed you the most?
Wow, there's been a lot of amazing things in my career over the last 24 years, but I'll come back to our shareholder base. I mentioned the net inflows, but more than that, our shareholders stick with us. They don't chase past investment performance. If they learn about our funds, they buy into the mission and they have stuck with us. Even if we've had periods where our funds have underperformed, they have not pulled their money out the way you see with a lot of other investment products.
All right. What would you tell your current self, 30 years younger, today?
Buy Microsoft. No.
And that thing called Google, too. Huh?
Yeah, right. It's a good question. I've grown up around investing my whole life, as we've talked about. And just being a part of a strong family, amazing company with great culture, I don't take it lightly. The gift that is. I talk with friends of mine who work at secular companies, and they say they have to check their faith at the door before they go into work. I don't have that, and I know that's a tremendous blessing to be able to have my faith, my family, and my finances all integrated in that way.
You call those your big three, your faith, your family, and your finances, in that order is what you say. Expound on that.
Yeah, absolutely. My philosophy of life, if I could distill it down to four words, would be love God, love others. I fall short on both of those at times, but I'm blessed to be able to have that view of life and also have it be congruent with my professional life.
Everybody that knows you admires you. And one of the many reasons is your faith, your relationship with Jesus. How have these last 24 years strengthened and enhanced that?
I grew up Catholic, great role models in my parents and in my siblings, but it really wasn't until I was in my late 20s that my faith really became my own. Definitely a work in progress, as we all are, but I got more serious about my faith at that time. It was actually around the time of an election, and the election didn't go the way that I had wanted it to go, and I was depressed and upset and searching for more. And it was really then that I turned to my faith and began the journey of deepening my relationship with the Lord.
Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all ways submit to Him, and He'll make your paths straight. Bob, that's how you live each day. I can't trust the Lord, Bob. What do you say to that person?
Well, thanks for that assessment of me, Jack. I don't think I live up to that all the time, but I certainly strive to. And what I would tell others is, if your faith is not strong enough, to pray to God and ask for a stronger faith. That's the first step.
All right. The saying, you can never outgive God. You've seen that over and over and over. Is it true?
I agree. God is beyond generous with His gifts and blessings to all of us. And if someone says that they're bored with their faith, or they don't believe in God, or I think they are, one, sorely mistaken, and two, if they ask for a deeper faith, if they ask for God to show them where He is and how He loves them, I don't think they'll be disappointed.
Bob, as our time winds down, would you lead us in a closing prayer, please?
Sure. Dear Lord, thank You for this time that we've shared together today, this conversation. Hopefully it glorified You and is part of Your will, Lord. We ask You to bless each of us, our families, and our listeners as we head our ways. Amen.
And Lord, be with this country. Be with this presidency. Be with all of our elected leaders, federal, state, local, townships. Thank you very, very much, Bob.
Thank you.
Please join us next week. Until then, I'm Jack Pasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohn.
Believe in yourself.